the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes at the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines. Sweatshirt kind of rolled up. You got to do offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hey, everybody. Christina Acra here. Jeff and Jim joining me at Shop Talk. How's everybody doing out there on this Wednesday?
Doing good.
Good? Doing good.
Trying to stay dry.
Trying to stay dry. Yeah, it's pretty nasty out there. It's been just an all-day affair.
That's why you want to work in a warehouse with no windows.
I have no windows either, so I'm kind of feeling happy. It's a day you want to be inside.
Oblivious to what's going on.
Yeah, I'm happy to be at work inside today and in the radio studio with you all. Mike's kind of selling out today. Where's Mike?
AWOL.
He sent me an email saying that he was in a meeting and he's on his way.
Yeah, sure. So he's probably tracking down his jacket.
He's very important. He's like big meeting.
He's lying your ass off.
He's getting even more important now that he's been.
He's taking after Flanders, so. I think.
Yeah, he's pulling a Flanders.
Yeah, we have to call his voicemail.
All right, well, I'm leaning on you guys today, and it is the bye week. A rainy day here in Foxborough, but I think all in all, it's kind of a downtime kind of weekend. People are winding down. The work week maybe a little early. The team is wrapping things up a little early, going to get some time off this weekend. And I think you guys have the perfect theme to go with today.
We do. We have a lot of drinkware and kitchen-type products that we sell online and in the store. So we brought a few samples of those today, beer mugs and coffee mugs and shooters and shot glasses and all those kinds of things. But I have a little offer to put out to people that are listening to the show.
Okay, great. Let's hear it.
Someone asked me for a promo code a couple weeks ago, and I didn't have one, so I just made arrangements where anyone listening to the show today, not right now or at any point today while it's on, can use the promo code SHOPTALKSHIP, SHOPTALKSHIP, and that'll take $5 off your order so you can get free shipping.
Jackpot.
So, there you go.
So if anybody's listening right now and wants to order something online as we're discussing
Shop
Talk. They get
free ground shipping in the U.S. because we have a $5 flat rate fee. So we're waiving that to anyone that wants to place an order today.
What if they download the podcast?
I'll leave it active through tomorrow. But after that, I think we got to move on to whatever we're doing for the weekend. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it's a big window for people to order some things. If you're listening, tell your friends. Log on, listen to Shop Talk. We're going to go through some more items today like we normally do. But definitely plug in
Shop Talk Ship.
Yeah. Say that 10 times fast.
Catchy,
go.
Isn't it? I guess I should try to go with
it. She sells.
Yeah. Well, that'll definitely help that. You guys out, especially with the holidays and Halloween. Is this weekend last-minute pickups? I don't know if it would make it to you by then, but...
We've shipped a lot of costumes this week already, though.
Have you?
A lot of uniform sets, like the little kids wear.
Yeah.
The helmet and the football pants and the shirt. We've shipped a lot of those this week.
That's great.
Cheerleader outfits.
The Halloween accessories, too.
Yes, the Boo Bear. A lot of those going out the door. I'd say I saw at least three.
The lawn... what are those things called?
A lawn gnome?
Halloween
gnomes.
Steak?
Excuse me, gnomes. Yep. Yes.
We have like a Halloween steak that you stick in the ground and has Halloween themes and the Patriot logo
cute.
On it.
Cute.
We've done some of those, but a lot of pumpkin
uniforms. Carving kits?
A lot of those. We sell those pumpkin...
Oh, that's cool.
I see Mike. You know, like...
Lock the door. He's not coming in.
That's a good point. We sold a lot of those. Yeah, people love that. You know,
it's a flying Elvis that you can put in your pumpkin. It's a template to carve your pumpkin like
I wouldn't
that.
Even know where to begin to carve a pumpkin.
It has directions
so.
And everything.
Great.
It's pretty good.
Oh, thought you could just sneak in the back door, huh?
It's Mr. Important.
Come on.
Well, looky who's here.
Pulling a Flanders on us, huh? We almost were going to call your voicemail, see if we could get you. But...
I bet you don't even know what we're talking about this week. Just cover it up.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you. I was doing an online chat with my fans from Denmark.
It's Belgium.
I thought we were huge.
Was it Belgium?
It's Belgium.
I don't even know.
You don't even know where you're huge.
Close enough.
So again, avoid the lines in the store and order online with your free shipping code.
Jim, what's that address again?
Shop Top. Shop.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say it.
The address is patriotsproshop.com.
Thank you.
But the code is, the promotion code is Shop Talk Ship. So avoid the lines in the store. No reason to drive over here to the stadium in the rain. You can just go online and order and not pay any shipping.
Ship it for free.
That's right.
Hi.
You good?
I'm good.
You're good? Settled? Good.
Yeah,
okay.
You
were running down the hallway, weren't you, to get here?
I was
here.
Running.
You were sprinting. I heard you coming. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll fill you in, even though you missed the first. What is that? No. He's pointing at the pizza. Ew.
Oh.
That's not even pizza.
That was disturbing.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't even want to know what's in there.
You don't.
They were fresh baked cookies from earlier today.
Well, they sounded delicious.
Yeah.
They no longer look delicious. But anyway, so we were discussing, it's the bye week. It's raining. People are kind of winding down early, early in the week. It's Wednesday. We still got a couple days to go. But the guys brought the perfect gear today to talk about what a fantastic weekend everybody's going to have. A little time off.
Sit back, relax, and have a beverage.
A beverage.
Talk about that. Now, that's a year-round piece right there.
Yeah.
Pieces.
That's true.
That is true, yeah.
We have a section on the website. For mugs, glassware, kitchen kind of accessories. And over 80 different types of things. We have a wine, velvet wine bag. So if you're a wine drinker and you want to put your bottle of wine in a Patriot-themed wine bag.
Nice.
I mean, it's a huge variety of stuff. Chip clips, you know, for your potato chips. But we grabbed just glassware today because we figured we'd break off a piece. And
shot glasses.
Well, yeah, it's all kinds of beverages.
Yeah. Well.
Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
It's so good. Fill it up again.
Oh, man.
So we want to start with coffee mugs, since you're a coffee drinker.
I am a coffee drinker. I have tea today. I've been a little under the weather.
Well, you can put tea in a coffee.
The lemon tea. Excuse me if I sound miserable, but it's just going around the office. So I've been coughing a little bit here and there. But
get closer to the mics.
Yeah, let me just breathe on this mic. Right?
Yeah, one and one.
Yeah, but drinking the tea, but coffee, I'm a big fan. I have that mug, actually, that white.
The throwback
Pat
one?
Throwback mug,
it's
yes.
It's called, what do we call this one? Throwback white cobalt.
Throwback white mug?
Coffee white mug.
It's actually a decent-sized mug for a smaller coffee mug.
I think it's 14 ounce, when a lot of them are 12.
Yeah, I can't stand small.
Yeah, what's the point?
Coffee mugs.
I hear you.
They're pointless.
Kind of like this teacup they gave me. Yeah.
Right.
Where are you going with that? It could, you know.
I like a big mug of coffee.
You got your breast cancer awareness thing on there, though. That's good.
I do. I'm rocking the ribbon still. We only got a few more days.
So this is a 14-ounce throwback white and cobalt blue mug. So very basic, but classy. You know,
it's got a good classy look.
And everybody loves the old logo.
Right. We saw a lot of those. Then we have the sculpted, what do we call the sculpted game day, I think it's called?
That's fun.
Sculpted game day mug. It's big. It's a 16-ounce, I think.
Or why game day mug?
I don't know why they name these things the way they do.
I think Flanders named it, I think.
Hmm.
It's probably true. But it's red, white, and blue. Ceramic.
Nice.
Good looking mug.
Script logo on one side.
Sorry, this is called the sculpted mug.
Is that a bigger size? Is that bigger than the other one, the white one?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
I don't know.
They could be the same, just different
shapes. We also have this one here, the sculpted one, in a 2-ounce version for like espresso.
Ooh.
Which is kind of neat.
Nice.
I think it's called the sculpted, though. I don't think it's the game day. So many names, so little time.
Do you have an extra big espresso size for a doppio?
Whoa.
Do you know what that is?
Oh.
No, but you could tell us.
You don't know what a doppio is? Doppio espresso? It's two espresso shots instead of one.
Why don't they just call it a double espresso?
That's what I call it.
Because why don't they call it a small? They call it a tall.
Oh, well, that's a venti.
At that place.
I don't drink burnt coffee.
It's not a regular. Ooh. It's a venti.
It's a venti, yeah. I don't know why they call it a doppio. I mean, macchiato, doppio, latte, it's all coming.
Coffee.
Large, regular.
Yeah. Black.
That's all I really need to know.
Getting too fancy for me there.
Well, regardless,
so
we probably have
have a half a dozen at least, maybe more coffee mugs, tea mugs, whatever, hot beverage mugs. I'd say at least six or eight.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't count them. Yeah. I should have counted them up, but we had six or eight. So there's a good selection. This pink ones, blue ones, white ones, colored ones, old logo, new logo, you know.
Some tankards, too. Taller tankards.
Yeah.
Tankards.
Yeah.
I should have brought one of those.
Show me a tankard. I don't know.
That's like going to Germany, the
Oh, like a stein?
Yeah,
stein?
Yeah, we have steins. Yeah. We have steins and tankards, okay, too. Yeah.
There's a 24-ounce one I'm looking at right now online. If you go to that kitchen section under novelties, all that stuff's right there.
All right, everybody. Kitchen section novelties is where you can find all the stuff we're describing, kind of, sort of.
So let's move on to other types of beverages.
Let's move on.
Other beverages.
Of Keep other going. Beverages.
You're on a roll. You're almost like a pitch man. Billy
well,
Mays.
You weren't here, so Jeff and I felt like we were going to have to talk more.
Hi, Jim's going to.
We have to a lot
but
of
he's doing
in.
Good. Let him roll. Let him roll.
These are frosted pint glasses.
Nice. Wait, so you... Oh, no, never mind. Keep
you're moving to other beverages now, aren't you?
I just said we were going to move on to other beverages. Maybe you missed that. Maybe you didn't.
I heard you.
We have a couple different forms of pint glasses. There's a Tom Brady version. I didn't bring that with me, but there's a Tom Brady themed.
It has his number on there and a replication of his signature on there, too.
Oh.
And his name.
Yep.
But these are really popular. Come in sets. 2 16-ounce pint glasses. Mike's popping bubble wrap. See, this is his contribution to the show today.
Well, when you show up late, apparently you can do stuff like that.
One of my favorites is the crystal freezer mug.
Those are great.
You know, these, you put them in the freezer.
You can put anything in that. I used to put ice cream in when I had it.
That's a good idea.
Whoa. Yeah.
It would melt slower. I didn't even think of that.
Out of the box. I like that.
Ice cream in a frozen whatever. What do you call it?
Plus, you could fit a lot of ice
cream. Crystal freezer mug.
Crystal freezer mug. Those are good gets. You could put anything in that.
We also have a Pilsner in the same type of thing with a gel in it that you can put in the freezer. There's a Pilsner glass.
Ooh. Those are good to have, too.
Mm-hmm. So that's a popular. This is big, too. That's 16 ounce, I think.
It's good for milk and cookies because you could actually fit your hand in to dip the cookie.
Or beer.
Way out of the
or
box.
Or beer.
Way out.
Beer.
Well, beer's easy, given. Yeah. Especially for the Pilsner one, right?
Yes.
That one's more of a beer drinking. I guess it's a beer.
But the ice cream in this is a great idea. I like that idea.
Yes.
This is the Glow Mug, and it's not activated right now, but it's got a little button on the bottom that you can push, and it will, I think you have to, like, pull the tab out or something, but it glows.
Fantastic. For those of you that drink in the dark.
Yes.
Yeah. For those who drink in the dark and can't see,
take my beer in the closet.
Techno music at your tailgate.
Right. Yeah.
It's flashing with the beat.
Maybe for night games.
Night games. There you go.
You might want the Glow Mug. And then we have a whole selection of shooters and shot glasses. The ones I brought were the Tom Brady regular shot glass.
There you go.
And the 50th anniversary, 50 seasons logo shooter.
You've never used
tall,
the shot glass, have you?
Tall shooter glass.
Of course not.
Well, she puts
right
ice cream in
bottle.
Beer mugs, so yeah. Maybe she uses these. Maybe she uses them for something else. We don't know.
I like the way you think.
Right out of the bottle?
Right out of the bottle.
Just kidding. No, I don't.
Don't
do
encourage
that
behavior because then
that's
people don't need to buy
glass. That's how you
spread germs
and that's how you get sick, like me.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Look where she wound
There's
up.
Reasons for shot glasses, so.
But we have everything like this for glassware. We have the big galvanized pails people like to put beers in.
Yes.
Or other beverages. We have
soda.
Those.
Is that cool travel caddy, that thick blue bag?
Oh, yeah.
Which is
a
cooler bag.
Yeah.
Cooler
how, many bag? How many does that hold?
12-pack, I think.
That's what bag?
It's like a...
What seriously, what's going on?
Do I have something on me?
It's a cooler bag.
Just like keep going, Jim. Keep going. No one's listening to us. Keep going. Cooler bag that you put like a 6-pack in or
yeah,
a 12-pack.
Yeah, you carry
pack.
It.
It's a 12-pack cooler bag.
That's
those
cool.
Are very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
no
the box
intended,
always breaks when
oh,
you're trying to carry
and it's
beer.
Not really structured. It's kind of, it'll fold. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't have that many, you know, it
is
collapses.
Is it insulated so it keeps
insulated,
everything?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Fantastic. Do you have lunch boxes?
We do.
We have the old school version.
Say we have a metal
the
one.
The little plastic or metal.
We have a
okay.
metal one.
I'm thinking
metal.
The plastic one's old school. I guess
the
metal
with the thermos,
one.
With the matching thermos inside. Going. We have those.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have soft-sided lunch boxes too.
So, okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking, soft-sided.
But we have the old school ones, though.
Cool.
And the new school ones.
I bet you a lot of kids have Patriots lunch pails.
Yeah, we did a ton of that stuff during back to school.
A lot of grown adults, too, coming to work. With their, sure. I see it. I see it every day here.
A little simple.
Every day here.
Just whistling as they go into our...
nice lunch box.
Excuse me. Okay.
But we have, you know, I only brought a few examples of the glassware. There's, like I said, there's over 80 items on that kitchen / mugs glassware section. We have a 3D tumbler. It's like a plastic cup, 18-ounce plastic cup.
They call it lenticular.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He made that one up. He made that up.
Can I leave now? Lenticular.
You're exhausted.
It's
all worn out.
Give him a shot.
That's a shot glass.
It's a shooter.
And it's
is
empty.
That a double shooter or is it just taller and skinnier?
Oh, it holds more. The shooter glass is, if I remember back from my bartending days a long time ago.
Please share. Yeah.
Normal shot glass like that you'd use for straight whiskey, and blended shots tend to go in something a little bigger so it has more space.
Aha. If you didn't know, now you know.
I just made that up.
That's so cool.
We're just learning everything today.
All right, back to lenticular.
Lenticular, yeah. It's one of those 3D, if you just turn it, you know, a quarter of a direction either way, it's got two different theme or scenes on it, per se.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it'll have our logo and then, like, a shot of the stadium. And
yeah.
Depending on how you twist it and turn it, it changes shapes and, well, not shapes, but scenes.
It's flat, but it changes. It's got two different pictures when you
exactly.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I think I had a mug like that as a kid. It was Mickey on Ice.
And we have an 18-ounce version like that. That's pretty good. That's a good
fantastic
one. We have 23-ounce tumbler set, which is two glasses that come in the set that are 23 ounces a piece, so big soda glasses or beer or whatever you want to put in them. And then, like I said, we have several versions.
Those
of
are football-shaped, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're sort of football-shaped.
And those collector set and box sets like that are huge during the holidays for gifts.
Oh, I bet. Huge. Yeah, those are great gifts. Yeah, you can't have enough of those because the idea is to drink socially with a lot of people, so you mm-hmm. want a lot of glasses.
Yep.
Everybody wants a fun glass. No one wants to be the guy without the cool glass, right?
Let's get the glow mug.
Get the glow mug. There you go.
We have wine glasses. Like I said, we have a wine bag, but
for
we also have wine glasses.
We discussed the tailgating, drinking wine.
Or by sets. I've seen people do it.
I've seen people do it.
I like wine, but I'm not drinking it at a tailgate because...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd take a lot of abuse for
you
that.
You would.
So would you have a dinner party and serve wine and have Patriots glasses for everybody?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Looks
they're,
good to
they're
me.
They're nice glasses.
They're very simple. They're very classic.
Yeah, basic
yeah.
logo. It's like a pewter emblem.
You could get away with red or white wine in those.
That's right. But where was I?
Wow.
But that whole category, Jim.
He's spaced out.
He's done.
He's exhausted, too. Get him out of here. Just kidding. Keep
that whole
going.
Category that Jim's hit on actually was a perfect one because that's a classic example of how we carry so much more than any other store or online store or in certain categories, especially this.
That's why I was scrolling down the pages looking at it.
It's a home run.
You forget about how much there is. We have something called the Macho Mug. It's a liter beer mug, like a big one
Ken
liter.
Drinks.
One
liter.
Old
Ken
school looking.
Yeah, the man!
That's fantastic.
Ken drinks it. Probably
listening to the Village People.
Michelob Ultra.
Macho. Hey, he likes to do it. He's happy.
We don't judge here.
No.
So you were saying that these are exclusive things you can't find in other stores, some of this stuff?
Some of it.
But it's just the selection. There's a lot of stores will have maybe five or six.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jim just said.
I was training a new person a couple weeks ago, and I brought the guy into the glassware aisle, and I realized right then that we had six different Pilsner glasses.
That's awesome.
At that point, I think we still have five or six.
Watch out, Crate and Barrel.
That's right.
Crate and Barrel didn't have the Patriot logo on anything, do they?
Good point.
True, but they do have a lot of Pilsner
they
glasses.
They do, but who needs to go there when you could go to the Patriots Pro Shop?
That's right.
I'm sure everyone in the parking lot's going to go, did you get that Pilsner glass at Crate and Barrel?
You know, I saw this is kind of off topic, but I guess it kind of goes with the drinking theme because it's on your wrist, but cufflinks, Patriots cufflinks.
Yeah.
Saw those recently.
Great segue.
You like that? Yeah, the whole beer
She's
in the
go
hand.
Right down to the
You've got the cufflink on the wrist. No whispering.
I saw a Patriots ID bracelet that you could wear on your wrist also.
Saw one of those? I haven't seen
no,
that.
No, I was just going along with you.
Oh, well, no, I was being serious. I saw some cufflinks.
No, you're right. People,
and
we
like
have
them. They were classy.
We do have them. They are.
But thanks for the help. Keep
and they,
going.
They are
keep
not,
it coming.
They're not junky. Or they're
no,
a
really
high-end
nice.
Pair of cufflinks.
We have new and old logo, right?
That's right.
They're good quality and look nice. Someone was wearing them on a nice dress, you know, dressed up, a suit, dress buttoned up. I can't get the name.
Yeah, they're nice.
Anyway, so we could go back to drinking, but I just thought I would throw that in there.
But like I said, Mike was saying, some of it is stuff that's exclusive to us, but the real message is the selection's huge. Over 80 types of glassware items, and, you know, like I said, walk down the aisle, and we have, you know, seven different shot glasses, and five different Pilsners, and 12 different coffee mugs, and four or five different travel mugs, and so you know, tailgating has become so huge. House parties on game days have become so huge. Just people like, you know, to drink their stuff and Patriot themed things. We have a huge selection of it. So
You talk about selection. Jim had a newsletter go out this week that had 59 items our competition didn't have.
Oh, well, there you go.
Guess where we got the 59 from?
The score from the Titans game?
Hey. Oh, hey, right.
No way. Yeah. That's good, good.
So
good,
that newsletter went out on Monday. And, 59 items we have that our competition doesn't have. And that was easy to find.
No, it's pretty cool.
On our site.
On numerous occasions have given people glassware for gifts, whether they were, like, initial, you know, you could get your initials monogrammed pills or glasses or whatever. And it's always goes over well. And the fact that you can, you know, you could go shopping in the glassware department and buy for seven different people because whoever drinks the wine, who drinks, you know, what's the beer mugs, who's got... you know, a Patriots-themed room or something where they want to line the glass cabinets, whatever, with all different kinds of glasses. You could do a lot with that stuff.
Like we talked about, too, last week, I think, tailgating here and home gating, as we call it, has become so huge. You know, everyone knows what time the Patriots game is. There's a lot of talk this past week about the London game. Everyone go, what time's that game? It was a 1 o'clock game for us, which seemed weird because they were playing, you know, thousands of miles away, but it's still a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's become... you know, a weekly event for everybody. And the more you come to games here and watch people tailgate, everyone's stepped up their game. Everyone's got Patriot-themed things. And, you know, it's
people just don't tailgate for the home games now. They're tailgating for the away games using the home gating.
We sell a lot of, you know, party packs, the plastic plates and cups and silverware and things like that for home gating, as we call it.
What you see, too, is you can go out anywhere on a game day and people are just... Patriots everywhere. Yeah, their houses are decorated. They've got their jerseys on, whether it's going to get lunch somewhere, and they have nothing to do with the stadium or the game. Like, everybody, when it's game day, it's game day. Like, that's a universal
15 years ago, you only saw that when there was a big game, you know, playoffs or AFC championship.
And now it's weekly.
Yeah, now you see it all the time.
We just received Patriot M&Ms today.
That's interesting. So they have the Elvis.
They've got our Flying Elvis logo, a script logo, and...
Gillette, right?
That is really fun.
No, I think it's just the two. Maybe an NFL shield.
We got them in a while back, and they sold out like that.
Yeah. Are they red, white, and blue M&Ms?
Yeah, they're red, navy, and gray.
Red, navy, and gray.
And it's not your standard small bag.
It's a 7-ounce bag.
I think that's a great, that's another great gift.
And we sell candy jars.
Tailgate.
We have candy jars you can put them in.
Wow, you guys are just killing me today. That's awesome. I'm just blown away.
Well, let's give all the credit to Ken and Jeff for buying this great.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's even like if you're going to go to a tailgate party or something, you want to bring a little something, not anything crazy. Bring a bag of Patriots. Right.
It's our first foray into food.
So. Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
that's your first food item.
Patriots stuffed turkeys.
Other than the dog bones.
Yeah, stuffed turkeys. Thanks, Mike.
Speaking of chocolate, we had. Brian Lowe went to London and brought back some Cadbury chocolates and stuff like that. So
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Good stuff.
Cadbury eggs?
Not the eggs, but just the... I think they're the creator behind the Cadbury eggs, right? But chocolate over there is good.
They actually, in the tube, they have vending machines there that sell nothing but Cadbury chocolates.
Because
they're based there. So just go and put pounds in the machine and you get chocolates. So they have them lying at every tube station.
Please explain what the tube is to
subway.
Our listeners.
Subway. The subway.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Mind the gap.
Or the T for people in Boston.
The T other is known as the tube in the UK.
The L in some cities.
The L, yes. Subway. In Atlanta, it's the MARTA.
That's right.
Well, the BART.
The BART. Yeah.
Bay Area.
That's not a good name.
Yeah.
I think it's a good BART. Name. What's wrong
BART?
With that?
The BART, yeah.
What do they call Washington, D.C. subway?
That's another letter, I think.
Is it? I've been on it, but I don't remember.
Hang on.
I think Chicago's the L.
Yeah.
Who knows? What's the D.C. subway name?
You get the 430 coming by.
The Metro.
Metro.
The Metro.
That's all.
In Paris, they call it Metro as well.
There we go. Is that a subway sound?
Sounds like the L.
No, that sounds more like the subway to me.
Think so?
Yeah, I think it was the subway.
Maybe.
The tube?
Who knows? So what else you guys got? Busy day, clearly. Mike came in late, so no pizza fun today?
No, we had pizza.
Oh, no, we did.
Oh, yeah, there's always time for that. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you got?
Anything? Actually, we went. Good? Jeff bailed on us with Ken. They had a lunch date.
Not by choice.
Uh-oh.
Not by choice.
Where'd you go?
I had a vendor in showing us the product for next year.
Oh, so you got the goods.
Sneak
can
preview
you talk about
of some. Yeah, I can talk about it, sure. It's a clothing line. It's not Reebok, but it's our secondary supplier. They're called VF Imagewear.
Okay.
They're a licensed sports division.
Patriots logo?
Yes, actually.
That's good to know.
But yeah, they showed us their men's and women's line and outerwear. And Michael.
He's got nothing today.
I got nothing.
Nothing. Got nothing.
Yep.
So it's a whole other line of merchandise coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Do they already have, you guys already have merchandise of theirs that's in the store now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so they're just kind of coming out with
yep.
a new creative design.
This is new screens,
design.
New designs,
cool.
new styles. Sheila from Clearwater will be happy. The necklines are dropping on the ladies.
Oh, there we go.
So.
We're making all your
yep.
your dreams come true. Everybody who wanted lower necklines for the ladies.
So yeah, they had
and
some
silence falls over the crowd.
Yeah, dreams.
They had some very nice products.
Good. That's something to look for. When does that come out? Next season, you said?
Yeah, we're placing our orders in the next couple of weeks, and they'll be in starting in the summer next year.
Great. You guys should get long sleeve polos.
I should ask them about long sleeve polos.
Long sleeve polos.
Jason's a big fan of the long sleeve
really?
Polo.
I think he's right.
Those just remind me of my high school days when I had to wear uniforms. We had to wear long sleeve polos.
Oh.
Hmm.
Just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the t-shirt, the long sleeve shirt under the polo, it's just, you know,
trying
not as
too
nice.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha. I see. Yeah. There's a need for it. Anything long sleeve up here works at any day.
Anytime. Especially today.
Especially today. Okay. It's cold. It's chilly and rainy outside. We're inside, though. We're happy about it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more on Shop Talk right after this.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So, basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun and back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game, I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, The Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
More cowbell, yeah. I like that song. Hey, everybody, we're back here on Shop Talk. We have an email that just came in. Good stuff, Jason. Good stuff. More cowbell.
I got a fever.
The only prescription
is more cowbell.
You don't know who that is, Mike?
I know that one.
Mike doesn't know what group this is.
Oh, as far as the band?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well.
Yeah. Good. Pull out your 60s.
Well, that's expected.
Have you ever seen the cowbell skit on Saturday Night Live?
Help me out.
Yes, you have. Will Ferrell's in it. You see his...
Christopher Walken.
Shirt.
I don't know if I've seen
up.
It.
You're kidding. Do you read Bill Simmons'
column? You need to get out way more than you do.
I think I may have missed it.
It's Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
Who?
Is it?
Cowbell.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Okay. I'm going to write
group.
That down.
It was a great Saturday Night Live, classic, probably the best Saturday Night Live skit ever.
Nice. What is good is
more
I don't
cowbell.
Recall it, so now you have something to look forward to for the rest of the day. I'm going to go back and YouTube it.
You have to. Absolutely.
You know, I was trying to think of where I saw cowbells recently. A sign that said more cowbell. Florida, the Gators played Mississippi State this weekend, and that stadium allows people to just use cowbells the entire game. So the whole, we're watching on TV, I'm like, why is it so loud there? It's a small stadium. It's not a very rowdy school.
They need
more cowbell. And all the signs are like, more cowbell. I'm like, I just don't get it. And I text someone who's there. I was like, what is the deal? They're like, everybody has cowbells. That's annoying. I can't imagine.
It's like
shouldn't be allowed.
In Sweden.
I bet you Patriots logoed cowbells would sell well.
They would.
I'm going to look into that.
No?
I will look into that.
Good.
If they had them, Flanders would already have bought them.
Are those allowed in NFL stadiums, though?
I don't know.
There's no rule against it.
I don't think so.
They let the guy in with a license plate around his neck.
Yeah, right?
He could bang on his license
Can't have noise-making devices in the stands. That's why the league did away with thunder sticks.
Right.
What are thunder... Those things that you... Okay. And you can't have whistles and stuff like that. So you wouldn't be allowed to have a cowbell.
Air horns.
Right. All right. Well, to have one anyway at a tailgate would just be fun, right? More cowbell?
There you go.
Yes.
Speaking of tailgates, Mike from Erie has written us asking about the grill on the website shown with the mascot. Is it available at the shop, or how about a similar grill or tailgating items?
Must be on Patriots.com.
That's a team grill, right?
Yeah.
On the web, the Patriots.com website, shown, I guess, with Pat Patriot?
Yep. I believe that's team grill. Jim's double-checking right now. Those grills we are getting, Jeff, it's got to be real shortly.
Two to three weeks.
We've been anxiously awaiting them.
Real shortly.
But those
is that
are
the new term.
Those are
real
very.
Shortly?
Those are high end nice grills.
Is real shortly like less than 2 to 3 weeks or more?
Right.
Right.
Just kidding.
It's actually in the 2 to 3 week range.
Real shortly. Okay.
Real shortly. Yeah.
So they're decent. They're going to hold up in weather and stuff like
that.
Better. Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's
better than decent.
Yep.
High end. Nice. What do they go for?
That's a fantastic grill.
Yeah, we are.
There's
we are waiting
versions
for
them. Of them. I don't know the exact price range, but it will not be your normal.
Yeah, and I don't. Unfortunately, I don't know the exact date. I think they were supposed to be in, and there was a delay in them, so we're waiting.
All right.
Team color.
Keep on waiting, Mike, but they'll be here.
They're nice.
How about the utensils that go with them?
Barbecuing set.
We saw that.
Yeah, barbecuing.
Absolutely. Aprons.
What'd you call it?
Barbecue wing set. Barbecue set.
Barbecuing set.
The tools for barbecuing.
Yes, that's utensils.
That's
sold separately, though, obviously.
Okay,
but you can get those in the Pro Shop or
correct.
Online.
Yes, yeah, we have grill covers. We have your propane tank covers. We have grill sets, the cleaning tools, the spatula, the fork, tongs. Do they call them tongs?
Do you guys sell propane?
Yes.
No, we do not sell.
Should sell the mini propane tanks that go in the tailgate grills.
Could they do that?
That'd be tough on
you. Know,
we used to sell a lighter that was like a grill lighter that came with propane in it. And the problem with that shipping is you can only ship it ground. Has to ship in very specific packaging that explains what it is because it's flammable.
Just sell it in the pro shop on game day. Game day only.
That's a good idea.
Get your propane for your
grill.
Oh,
that would sell like crazy.
But Jim wants to sell everything online.
That's
so.
Right.
Oh. He's like, yeah, that's a great idea.
I care deeply about out-of-market fans.
Oh, my.
Propane tanks, and if you could sell those would go like that. Because how many times have you gotten to a place with your grill and everything set up, and you're like, okay, where's the gas?
Yeah, good idea.
We don't have any. So, come on, get down, down.
It may be the sausages.
Oh, the gridiron grillers. Where do you get those?
Not in the pro shop.
No, we don't have a freezer section. Produce.
Well, you've got M&M's, so let's go. You've already opened the door to food. Let's go.
Yeah, what's up with
it's
that?
It's going to be a super pro
that?
Shop.
I
We're
like
going to have a grocery
M&M's
store.
Right.
Super pro shop.
Okay. So. Wait, what? Oh, Mike just responded. Yeah, $1,400 or $7.99.
Yep, that's them. That's
oh, you weren't kidding. Grill. Those are the real deal.
They're real. Okay. They're sincerely very, very nice grills. I personally like the throwback one, just the look of that red.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You should see the NCAA, Florida Gator one.
Yeah?
All the teams, they're incredible.
Gotta get one of these. I gotta look at the website now. I've seen the website, but I haven't noticed a grill.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it is on Patriots.com.
I have seen it on Patriots.
Yeah, I believe it's right on the front.
Hang on. Patriots.
I think it runs as an ad, too, because I don't see it. I have seen the grill at the picture, but...
Yeah, Team Grills had on game days has had a tent out in the plaza of the stadium here, kind of pushing it. It's been a good response from people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great buy, great gift as well.
Yeah, that's a serious fan. You get that.
That's a high-end grill.
It's long term. That's like the pool table.
That's right.
Long term.
A grill.
Speaking of the pool table.
Yeah. Now how?
Dun dun dun.
What came in today, Jeff?
Jeff. Drum roll.
Literally, what came in today was a billiard ball kit for your pool table, and it has our current logo and our old logo. It's almost like two teams going at it. They're not numbered balls, spots or stripes, solids or stripes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Spots?
Yeah. It was an English term.
So you do the logo is decipher.
It's just two different colored balls. There's a red ball with our throwback logo on it and a silver ball with our Elvis logo on it.
This is going to be a great conversation from here on out. Here we go, talking about pool balls. they're all laughing. I might as well put it out on the table. So wait, when does the actual table come in?
The table we have in the store.
You've just been waiting for the accessories.
Correct.
Yeah,
okay.
This was a custom made. Yeah, this was a custom made set. We're the only people on the planet to have it.
Literally.
Uh oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have that under lock and key. I hope.
Zip.
Yep.
So how many
quality.
Do you have?
High
you have
quality.
One? Just one.
Oh no! You can come to the store
and
probably the next day or two.
Purchase or order one.
Yeah, it literally came in like an hour ago. So.
Wow! Great. Yeah. That's
awesome. We'll sell the balls online.
Yeah, we'll sell them online. They'll be available online and in the store.
So if you have an existing pool table.
And the eight ball.
Okay.
Update your balls.
That's one. Keep on
coming. The eight ball is actually striped like a referee.
Oh, that's cool.
So you have like two teams going at it. When they initially designed this for the sports-themed pool tables, they had like two teams going at it. You could have your Patriots logo versus the Jets or... You know, the Giants, if you wanted the Super Bowl one or whatever.
Gotcha.
But we went with our new logo and our old logo. And the way it comes is the cue ball has the NFL shield on it.
Okay.
And the eight ball, which is the final one if you play standard eight ball rules, is a referee. So it's striped white and black.
Those are fun. And what are those? What does that whole set go for? Do we know?
It's around
$200.
Okay. $210, I think.
That's another great gift. You
That's
guys are full
gift.
Of them. Yeah.
$1 million.
Pool table in a Patriots-themed room or a game room or anything like that, that'd be fun to have.
Yeah, we'll be having more of those accessories online in the coming weeks. Pool table, pool cues.
Chalk?
No, not chalk. What else do we have, Mike?
Pool cue, the
dartboard.
The cue rack.
The cue rack.
To actually hold the sticks.
Mirrored cue rack.
Why don't we have chalk? That's a good point, Jimmy.
I want chalk.
Mm-hmm. I will look into
table,
that.
Pool table, cue, and balls. I think chalk.
How about
is...
stickers that where you mark the table with the stickers? No?
The table is Patriot themed already. I don't.
It how about a.
But if someone wanted the Patriot accessories to go on their current pool table.
We could sell them some stickers, sure.
Yeah.
We got lots of stickers.
Yeah, you just get,
you get the eye black stickers and cover your eyes and you stick them on your just pool table. That.
How about neon signs? You know, like bar lights?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
We have two clocks that are neon. One's a big size, like, I don't know, how big is that thing across? Like 2 feet across or something?
Something like that, yeah.
But we have two neon clocks. And we also have a neon bar light that just says Patriots. We do have that. It's a good point.
It's not one that
we
hangs.
We sell the couches and that chair, right?
Yes, we do.
Can we the get chair. The couch we sell the back chairs. In that was awesome.
The couch? A Patriots couch? That's interesting.
Yeah, I'd want to sit on
the
that,
dream seat.
Being in here.
The dream seat's nice.
Patriot pool sticks? Yeah. Got those?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Mike was asking, not me.
Yeah, not available online yet, but they will be.
They will be. Okay.
Yes. Got them in the store.
Stay tuned for those.
So if you
got them in the store?
So if you want to drive in the rain and wait in the lines
oh,
and not
I
get free shipping.
Oh,
and get it today.
Okay. How about this? Do you guys have sweatpants made of fleece?
Women.
He has. Wait, he bought a pair. Mike says he bought a pair a few years ago, and they were comfortable. But do you only have women's now? You don't have men's anymore? Mike, were you wearing women's pants?
He means like Mike Polar Fleece, I think, right?
I don't know. He says sweatpants made of fleece.
Yeah, that's he's probably referring to polar fleece.
Yeah, I think so.
What's the difference?
Fleece is actually
sweatshirt material is fleece.
Okay.
Right, regular sweatshirt material.
So what's polar fleece?
Is that fuzzier?
You know, like you get a little jacket made out of it, so that
you know,
micro fleece.
Polar fleece, chiller fleece.
I got
if I
nothing.
Keep doing though. This enough, you'll understand.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's,
you need more.
I'm just rubbing the side of my arm. So if I keep doing
like
it.
This, like this.
Oh, now I understand. Yeah, polar. That makes
the show. The show's really come up since you came into the room.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing how you've lifted everything to a whole nother level.
I know from experience, dude. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what I meant to mention, too, before I forget? That hat that everyone's been going so crazy for, the pom-pom hat?
Yeah.
We just got more of those in, too.
Get them.
We'll keep running out, and then people call, and they call, and
that's
they call.
That's what I was looking for. I wish I could make that sound.
And, you know, we can't, like, make a phone list and call the 40 people back who called looking for it, so I figured I'd announce it here.
Okay. Announce it here. Hopefully all those 40 people are listening.
The legacy.
Or
the
10.
Throwback legacy.
Are they available in your store, Mike?
Did they come up today?
Yeah.
Then they're in.
All right.
I wasn't there.
Zing.
Yeah, you were in a, air quote, meeting.
I dare someone to go in there and try to find one of those hats right now.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
Right
He's
going
to be at the door waiting for you, so right I'd wait minute. And not go in the pro shop right now. No, but yeah, that promo is going on, so if you want to give a little shout out to the promo
I can't
again,
say the code again because it's...
Come on, no. You could do
shop,
it.
Shop, talk, ship.
Did you make that yourself?
I did. I just.
Why
I,
would you make that so?
You know
so
why?
Tapping?
Did you say that three
I was
times
typing
fast.
It, not saying it, and I didn't realize it would be difficult to spit out.
Brilliant!
All right.
Brilliant.
So I've got Thank a brilliant. Brilliant idea for the question of the day. The mug that Jeff was talking about, the word that Whoa. He used, because I don't remember it.
Oh.
Is that way too hard? We're going over people's heads here.
I don't remember it.
I do.
I do.
I don't remember.
I do too.
No, I do.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so something different? No? Go with that? We'll do that or do something different. How about that?
We can give that away.
Just kidding.
That's true. We could give
oh,
that
we
away.
Oh, give that,
we can
that
we,
certain mug away.
Yeah, we can
That's
give that away.
That's a good
away.
Giveaway if you yeah. can get the name. If not, what were you thinking of giving away?
Jim had an idea, right?
Yeah, we have a bunch of giveaway items that we get. Like if you come to a game, you come to the stadium, there's giveaway items, and if there's stuff left over, we get it and we use it to create little fan packs.
Cool.
Like schedule magnets and
yes, I think we've given out fan packs before.
Koozies and checkbook covers, thunder sticks, as Jason mentioned, because we
posters.
Can't give those out at games anymore. So if we have any lying around, we throw them in a bag and use it as yeah posters.
Oh, those are fun at home.
50th anniversary posters and
good stocking
right.
stuffers.
Good stocking
that's
stuffers.
Right.
Good idea. Okay, well,
so
then
it's
how about we
do
this?
Stuff you can't buy. That's what's neat about it. It's all stuff you can't buy. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
free stuff, but it's stuff you can't get anywhere else. You can't buy it anywhere.
It's a one-time-only deal.
Yeah, it's neat stuff.
Well, okay, so how about if someone comes up with the crazy word that you said, then they get that cup or mug?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But if not, if they want to call in and answer another question, let's just come up with it. Come on.
How about describe the new pool balls?
Okay.
There you go.
There was a lot
we
of discussion about what those were.
Yes.
So just come
describe
close.
the pool balls we have been talking about.
Right.
That just came in shortly.
Real shortly.
Real shortly.
Real shortly.
Yeah.
Real shortly ago.
Real shortly ago, some new pool balls came into the pro shop, and if you could tell us what they look like, we'll give you the fan pack. How about that?
So, there you go.
It's one way or another. Oh, yeah, the phone number here is 508-543-7482. Give us a call to get a prize. You guys still didn't tell me what we talked about today over pizza. I want to know, because I had a boring lunch.
I missed it. I'd really like to know that, too.
We went to Red Wing Pizza, which is a small diner. On Route 1,
I've
right by
seen
the stadium.
That, yes.
But they smell.
It's a hidden jewel.
They smell.
They do smell good. They sell one size pizza, so it'd just be for obviously one person.
So everyone gets their own pizza.
And,
which is
nice. Okay.
It's a special day, but Mr. Happy Pants didn't think there was enough sauce on his.
Jim.
And that was about the pizza. That was the whole.
Say, if you're going to make a pizza, spill a little sauce on
it. Oh, it went on for a while.
Mr. Happy Pants is
but
that
it
what
was
they call
good.
You?
We all. It was. It was. I thought it was good.
I like a little sauce on my pizza. I don't see why that makes me
a
bad person.
I think we all kind of got different.
Go ahead and let's just pick Red Wing while they're down.
I love Red Wing. I think it was fantastic.
I've been going there since I was 6 years old. I love Red Wing. I'm not saying anything bad about them. But, you know, one pizza had a lot of sauce on it.
And the other one
Mike's
didn't.
Had like three times the cheese mine had on it. It was a little inconsistent.
So you just got cut short a little bit on the sauce and cheese.
I like a little sauce.
That's fine.
It's all right.
Come on down to Tom Brady's Falafel City.
That's where we got to go.
I bet you get sauce on your falafel.
That's right.
Did you get a little side? You could just dip it in, a little
That'd be
extra
nice.
Sauce?
That would have been thoughtful.
That would have been thoughtful. Hmm. So you guys go and eat there, or do you bring
no,
it
no.
back?
No, it's a bring backer.
Oh, it's a bring backer. Okay, yeah. Especially in this rain.
Yeah,
and
I'm not leaving.
Oh, rain.
Can I say one thing before
you can say more than one thing.
Okay. Customize.
Please contribute to the show, Mike.
Well, I've been yapping, but nothing really good. But I wanted to get out there. If you want to get a customized, authentic jersey for the holidays, this would be a very smart time to get it because as the window closes towards the holidays, it gets a little tougher to get it there on time for Christmas or, you know, whatever, Hanukkah, whatever else is going on in December. The whole everything.
There's a lot going on in December.
So,
yeah,
we don't make those here. Those are sent out.
Right. They're special order. You know, as the closer we get to Christmas, the more orders we get, the bigger the weight is.
Right.
And the company does their best, but that's what happens. So if you're thinking about it, do it now.
Heck yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, because everything, it's time now to think about the holidays. We're almost over October. November's going to come and go just as fast as October did. It's flying. I can't believe we're already in week 8 of the season. But good idea. Everybody out there, get your holiday orders in. Speaking of holidays, Mike has written another email. He has a 13-year-old son. Do you guys sell, like, kids' birthday party plates and banners and hats and the whole deal?
We have
for
the party pack, which is plates and cups, napkins,
silverware.
Oh, there
you go.
Yeah, not
that
the,
works.
Not the pointed hats, though.
No pointed
just
hats.
Just buy 20 authentic helmets for
there
the
you
kids.
Go. Or buy 20 pom-pom hats, right?
Autographed helmets.
Yeah.
And he said they were not women's sweatpants. Okay.
No, we have a bunch of kids' party stuff. We have those helmet candles, right?
Yeah.
We'll have to find
out.
Party
pack set, banners. We saw all that stuff.
Yeah. It's definitely a good mix.
They're like mini, mini helmets that you can put on a top of a cake.
Right. That's what
is
I was
it actual
thinking
candle?
Yeah. No, actually, I think
there's some that are candles, but there's some that are
just a
cake decorator.
Awesome. So, yes, there you go. They got the whole deal for a birthday party.
Oh, one more thing came in that I wanted to mention, too. I forgot. Carded photos, like 8x10s of players. We put those up today or yesterday, and we've been out of them for a while. So there's Brady, Moss, Welker.
And some
throwback.
Some of them are in their throwback uniforms.
Yep. A lot of people ask for those, and we sell them out really quick all the time. So they just came in again. I figured I'd mention it.
Awesome. All right. We'll get those too. Always stuff coming in. We have someone on the phone that is Pete from Florida. He's got the answer for us. I'm not sure which question, but Pete, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Which answer do you have for us?
This deals with... pool. The answer is the throwback against the new logo.
The pool
mm-hmm.
ball.
The pool ball.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yep. And the 8 is the referee.
There we go.
That's
sounds good to me.
Nice.
All right. Congratulations.
Excellent.
You thank are going to get, what do we call it? We got a fan pack full
sure
of good stuff that you can't get anywhere else.
Awesome.
Some fun party stuff.
You didn't ask
him
what part of Florida is from. You always ask what part.
Oh, what part of Florida are you from?
Greater Tampa.
Greater Tampa. Nice. Okay, I know the area. I know the area well.
I think we should give him the mug, too.
Should we give him the mug, too?
The lenticular mug.
We'll throw the mug in there, too.
Lenticular.
Oh, only because you're West Coast Florida, we'll throw in the mug.
West Coast.
Sweet. I did my time on the West Coast.
Hey, he's from Florida.
Prison time.
Give him the mug. Sounds good to me. All right, well, you got it all. Thanks for calling and listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Great.
All right, Pete from Florida got some good stuff today.
What? West Coast.
Do we have guests coming in the next couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. There is a solid rumor, and it's not even a rumor.
Is it Peter King?
Well, it was either going to be Tom Brady, Peter King, Bill Belichick, or a Reebok rep.
Or a Reebok rep.
Mr. Al Menino.
The kid.
So we chose Al Menino. Our Reebok rep will be in next week, so he says. So that is the time to pin down the deep-rooted questions.
And we will also have our cheerleader director, Tracy Sormonti, in the next couple of weeks.
Great.
She will join us as well.
Great. Probably the girls who rock the gear more than anybody is all the costumes and uniforms that the cheerleaders wear, always wearing the logo. And they've got some cute stuff, so that'd be great to have Tracy and Reebok.
Al Menino.
Al Menino. Okay. So if you have any questions,
yeah, we got them.
We'll have someone next week. If you have questions, email us at webradio@patriots.com about Reebok, about the cheerleaders for Tracy. Keep them coming in, and we'll get those answered for you next week. It's been fun. It's been great. Everybody enjoy the rainy Wednesday night, and we will talk to you next time on Shop Talk.